Amen. The book of Psalm, number 118. The text that has been claiming our attention for the past few Sundays. You go back there with me one more time. Psalm 118. We're going to begin our reading at verse number 14. Amen. Psalm 118, beginning at verse number 14. The word of the Lord reads on this wise. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation.
Yeah.
The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath given me, hath not given me over unto death.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
Glory God.
Glory God. That Lord is my strength and song.
Yeah.
And is become my salvation.
Right.
The voice of, I'm just gonna read, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. I like this. He says it over and over again. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. And so as we have been dealing all year with Christian consistency, always the same. We've been talking about consistent living now some 15 weeks. In this little mini-series, we've been talking about freedom's song, The Journey to Freedom, Part 3. Amen.
Psalm 118 is a song of many things. It is framed, messianic, an envelope, liturgical, and prophetic. Psalm 118 is the last of the Hallel Psalms. Hallel is a Jewish prayer that observant Jews recite verbatim on Jewish holidays as an act of praise and thanksgiving. This psalm is also messianic. Messianic means it has to do with the Messiah, the promised deliverer of the Jewish nation, Jesus, our Savior. You will focus on this aspect of a psalm as many verses speak to the life and ministry of Jesus. Psalm 118 is an envelope psalm. The first and last psalm are the same, enveloping the message with those same verses. It's liturgical. It is arranged to be sung in answering parts, choir answering choir. This psalm is prophetic. It looks beyond the Lord's first coming to his coming again, the time he will deliver Israel from its foes at Armageddon, the last battle between good and evil before the day of judgment, leading the world to the millennial age. Psalm 118 sets up a journey home, not just for us or for Israel, but for our Lord. It takes us by way of Calvary to the land beyond the skies. We will speak to the character of this journey. The way home for Jesus was a long way, plagued with difficulty and danger, not a flowery bed of ease. Amen.
There were four major stopping places on that dreadful road our Lord was called to tread. They seem to be mirrored here in Gethsemane. This is the first stop on the journey. Jesus was praying in the garden. The prayer was answered. He was set free from a place of distress, delivered from a tight place into a large place. He received peace. The peace was assured. Jesus can give you peace that will flow and not stop. Have no fear of what man can do to you.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit was walking beside him. Jesus is always walking with you. He gives you strength to get through the journey. Stay focused on the one who is with you and not those who are against you. And the journey continues.
Amen. Amen.
The next stop on this journey is Gabbatha. Gabbatha is a couple of different things. The first is the ridge of the house, often known as the Temple Mount, which is where the fortress of Antonia was built. This Temple Mount was covered with pavement, the same pavement where a praetorium that Jesus' trial was held at was. It was held in the dark, which means that it wasn't legal. Next, we go to Golgotha. This is where the crucifixion of Jesus happened. As Matthew 27:33 says, and when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. In our text, there we see foes coming up against him. There are two different foes. The human foes, which are kind of like Batman and the Joker, who are always at each other and want the worst for each other. There's the hidden foe, which is like the voice inside of you, telling you to do things you don't want to do and making you feel bad about yourself. As 1:18:13 says, "Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord holds me." That means that no matter how many times Joker tries to trick Batman, the Lord will help him. And that means no matter what that voice in your side of your head says for you to do to you, the Lord will help you. Amen. Well, I'm sure you'd love to stay here for the rest of church. I have to let you go.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And we cannot stay here. There is yet another stop. Each of the stops along the way brought nothing but misery. It was a journey that afforded our Lord great anguish. The scriptures declare that the Garden of Gethsemane, in there, his prayer time was filled with sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. At Golgotha, there is no justice. He's been carried from judgment hall to judgment hall of what they call a kangaroo court. Our young people have just shared with you that it was held at night, and no court should have been held at night. Even when Pilate would have let him go, they cried all the more, "Crucify him!
Uh-huh.
Crucify him!" They wanted Barabbas, not Jesus. Who will you take today? Help us, God.
My Lord.
And crucify him they did. It was at Golgotha, the place of the skull. They marched him up Calvary's hill, carrying an old rugged cross. The songwriter says it's an emblem of suffering and shame. They whipped him along the way. Yeah, arriving on Mount Calvary, they nailed his hands and they nailed his feet. A plaited crown of thorns adorned his head. And though they thought they were carrying out the sentence that had been handed down, they forgot what Jesus had said to them. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men.
Yes, Lord.
unto me. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. They pierced him in his side. They said blood and water came streaming down. And as the cosmos began to change up, the convulsions of the earth began to rock and reel. The stars left their intended places of abode. The sun malfunctioned, y'all. It just wouldn't shine. And the sun, the moon, hemorrhaged away in blood. Help us, Jesus. We see here the first one that is drawn to the Lord. For they say the centurion soldier hollered out, surely this must be the Son of God.
Yeah.
There he was guarding the cross. And now he is being drawn to this man, Jesus. They said that he was his son. He said he's got to be. He's got to be the son of Jesus. Yet he hangs his head, the locks of his shoulders, there in Golgotha, on Mount Calvary, he dies. Yeah, you heard us. You said verse 13, the psalmist says, thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. But the Lord, helped me.
Yeah.
He said, you shot your best shot.
Yeah.
You did all you thought you could to take me out.
My.
And though you couldn't take me out, the enemy tried to take Jesus out.
My.
Yeah, he handed him over to the grave because he had died. Thinking that nothing is going to come of this and the grave would handle its business. And even after Jesus dies and is buried, his father raises him up on the third day morning.
Great.
And so we arrive at the fourth and final stop of our journey.
Okay.
We in glory, y'all.
All right.
Somebody said, us is home.
Us is home.
We home now. He has made the journey all the way from Gethsemane to glory.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the suffering phase of the journey is over. The Lord can now rejoice. You know, when the suffering days have passed, you can get to the place where the smile comes back in place of the frown. Joy shows up on the inside. You're able to throw your back, head back and holler and give God glory because you are at a place of home. And when you get home, home is a place of rest, place of peace. Everything happens at home. Yeah, the Lord can now rejoice. We see him rejoicing, y'all, in our text. He's rejoicing in his redeemed people.
Yeah.
I'm in the text, verse 14. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation.
Yeah.
The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. Yeah, here there is some rejoicing that is happening. And the primary reference in the text seems to be in the tents of the pilgrims pitched tents outside of Jerusalem at the Feast of the Tabernacles.
Yeah.
But the ultimate reference is to the coming day when Jesus will return and set up his kingdom in Israel. The intermediate reference. What's going on right now is as the Lord is now in heaven rejoicing with his redeemed people over the great salvation that he has fashioned. He's made it happen. This is not a rejoicing with the angels. The angels can't sing the redeemed song.
That's right.
Yeah, you got a song that the angels cannot sing. But Jesus desires to sing the redemption song with the people who would receive him for themselves. Yeah, the redemption song. These are the people, the redeemed ones, are the ones who have been purchased by the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
do you not know you cost so much that it had to be paid only with the blood of Jesus Christ? I'm not talking about you going to the doctor and they taking a vial or two to take a test or two. No, all of his blood was spilt.
My God, yes.
that you might be set free.
Hallelujah.
Saved.
Yeah.
Delivered.
My God.
Only by the blood of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Only by the blood of Jesus. His own precious blood.
My God.
And so if you keep reading in the text, there is a theme song they're rejoicing with the theme song. Back in the day, Prophet Coleman, the choir would march in
uh-huh.
to their theme song.
All right.
Before worship would even start, they made their way down the aisle with their theme song.
That's right.
You know, some folks' song was, "We've come a long way, right. leaning yeah. on yeah. the Lord."
Yeah,
we've come a long way, Lord. Yeah. And whatever your theme song was, if you had an afternoon program, Deacon in Training Watson, that you were on the program for two selections.
Uh-huh.
You didn't get up and do your two selections until your theme song
That's
had
right.
been sung.
Yeah.
Here we find ourselves in the text, and the redeemed are singing their theme song. The theme song is the thing that gets you moving. It's the thing that keeps you going. It's the thing that identifies the fact that you know without shadow of a doubt that God has his hand on you. Look at the theme song. The theme song says, "The right hand of the Lord hath doeth valiantly."
Uh-huh.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted.
Yes.
The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly.
Yes.
The right hand.
The right hand.
The right hand.
Hand.
It keeps speaking about the right hand. Look at his right hand. It is a pierced hand.
Uh-huh.
It's engaged now in a priestly work.
Uh-huh.
Raised at God's right hand. To all of the accusations that the devil will bring against the people of God.
Yes.
There he is, Satan. He cannot get anywhere near the throne with his venomous charges, because that hand is upraised and it silences every, oh, glory to God. It silences everything the enemy will come at you, throwing accusations against you.
Uh-huh.
Y'all don't understand how serious that thing is.
Yeah.
Because the devil will show up
yes, he will.
In the presence of God.
Yes, he will.
And try to talk about you.
Uh-huh.
And look here, the stuff he's saying about you, 99.9% of the time, is true.
Uh-huh.
But the scripture declares, "The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly."
Yes, yes.
When the enemy comes up against you, the right hand of the Lord goes
Come on
up.
Here. Come on.
Look at the right hand. It's as if Satan is trying to talk some bad stuff about you. And Jesus says, "Talk to the hand." Come on, talk to the hand. You talk to the hand. Because you cannot get past this hand. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly.
Yes. Come on here.
Listen, he said, "If I'm going to die for you, I got to defend you."
That's right.
That's the God that we serve.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
He has spilt all his blood so that you can live, that you can be saved, that you can be set free, even delivered from stuff that you don't want to be delivered from.
My God.
But the right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly.
Yeah.
And he does it on your behalf.
Thank you.
He does it just for you.
Yes, yes.
You got to understand that the right hand of the Lord is taking care of you.
Uh-huh.
And every now and then you need to speak to the devil. Look, talk to the hand, not my hand. Talk to the hand of the Lord.
That's right.
For the hand of the Lord is upon me.
Mm-hmm.
The hand of the Lord is keeping you back.
Yeah.
And so he's rejoicing. He's rejoicing there with his redeemed people. And my brothers and sisters, we want to be in that place where he begins to rejoice up there in glory, that we want to make it there too, because he has paid for my salvation just like he paid for those that are already waiting on us to get there to rejoice with him. Look at him. He's rejoicing. He's rejoicing also in his resurrection power.
Uh-huh.
It's something about power, right?
Power.
You know, this ain't dominion. No, no, this not. I don't know, what do we have? I don't know. Central Virginia, thank you. It's not Central Virginia Electric, no. This resurrection power.
Yeah.
Now, let me push pause for a moment. Resurrection means that you have gotten up from the dead.
Uh-huh.
First of all, it's amazing that you can get up from the dead.
Yeah.
But the power that comes with getting up from the dead is what Jesus is celebrating right here. It's what rejoicing that's going on right now. Here it is in the text. I'm in verse 17. I'm through. He says, I shall not die, uh-huh, but live.
But live.
And declare the works of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Can I say it again?
Yeah.
I shall not die,
shall not,
but live.
Yeah.
And declare the works of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Now, this ain't on paper. It ain't nowhere in the notes. But look here. He says, the word of declaration here that goes forth, he says, I shall not die.
All right.
And. Don't skate the and.
That's right.
Because some people want to live and that's all you want to do. But there's some stuff that need to happen while you live.
That's right.
God ought to get some glory while you live. Before you make it over the air, you ought to be able to tell somebody about how good God has shown up been to you. He says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I need to be able to talk to somebody about what God has done. I know I've gone through some changes, but the God has brought me. I know I've cried in the midnight hour, but he's wiped my tears away. I know I've been hungry every now and then, but I don't look like I lost any weight. Glory to God. I know I've been broke sometimes, but he has provided for my every need. Yeah, that's what it says. There's some things that we need to declare while we live. Yeah. Calvary with his sorrows and his sufferings are behind him.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's some stuff that's already gotten behind you. There's some more things in front of you. But the things that are behind you of what you can testify to, what you can declare that God has brought you through, has brought you over, has made provision for you. He lives, y'all, forever in the power of an endless life. The tree and the grave are behind him.
Thank you, Lord.
He inhabits eternity there to proclaim the merits of a finished work. Look, why are you talking about the goodness of the Lord? He's up there talking about the stuff that he's already done. The work that he did. I went down there. I defeated the enemy. I died on the cross. I went down into hell, took the keys from Satan, set the folk free down there, got up on the third day morning. Father gave me all power in heaven and earth in my hand.
Hallelujah.
And look here, I want to give the same power.
Thank you.
To anybody.
Anybody
that would believe.
Come on.
Come on. You ought to be able to rejoice in the resurrection power.
Yes.
The resurrection power raised up a dead man. And now he lives. And he lives on forever. Right. And that same power that raised him up, he wants to deliver to you.
Thank you.
Rejoice in your y'all. The reason that we should rejoice in the resurrection power.
Uh-huh.
Because if we be honest, you ain't got to be honest, I be honest. There now and again, I be really, really down.
Uh-huh.
I be really close to beneath down. And I've been mighty low. I've been mighty low. But I have to reflect on the resurrection power already belongs to me.
Hallelujah.
What are you saying, Pastor? All I'm saying is that there is power that belongs to you, that you already have, that will get you up from where you are that has you down.
Thank you.
You have the power. It's called resurrection power,
yes,
on the inside of you, that will deliver you,
yes,
from a place of bondage, a place of sickness, a place of sadness, a place of depression. It will get you up.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
From your dead situation.
You,
resurrection,
uh-huh,
power.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Let me give you this. So, you don't have to wait to get to glory.
That's right.
To experience glory.
Thank you.
Down here.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait to get up there to be resurrected to be up there.
Right.
For you have power down here.
Thank you.
To resurrect you from your dead situations.
Jesus.
From your dead places.
Hallelujah.
Your dead friends.
Glory.
And your dead family.
Yes.
You can be resurrected and have life.
Life.
And power.
My God.
Life.
Yes.
Abundantly.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's life. He is up there talking about what he did for you.
Uh-huh.
You should be down here talking about what he did for you.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of God. And so it's his celebration, his rejoicing up there in glory in his redeemed people, the people that he bought with his own blood. He got with them folk. He ain't gonna call the angels. He said, I want to get with the redeemed people, because it's the redeemed people, the ones who've been paid for, the ones who've been bought with my own precious blood. Those are the ones who know how to show enough praise me.
Yes, sir.
They know how to give me glory. They know how to give me honor. The angels have been hanging around up there in glory forever.
Yeah.
But let me find one somebody,
hey,
that knows God has brought them from a mighty long way.
Yes.
Dug them up, as the old folks say, from the greedy jaws of hell. Planted your feet on a solid rock.
Thank
to
you.
Say those are the ones,
my God,
who will rejoice,
yes,
who will shout,
yes,
who will bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Those are the ones on the journey who have been rejoicing in the resurrection power of Jesus.
Yes.
But if you can't deal with your resurrection power, you are to be able to rejoice in the revelation of his promise. Oh God, I thank you today.
Yes, God.
The word says that the Lord hath chastened me,
yes,
sore, but he hath not given me over unto death.
Tell him,
yeah, yeah. You ought to rejoice in the revelation of his promise.
Yes.
He promised he would never leave you,
my.
Nor forsake you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He promised that he's not going to give you over to death.
Yes, yes.
Well, Reverend, folk got to die. Well, some stuff got to die so it can live.
Yes, amen.
Y'all eat corn. I'm a big popcorn fan. But in order for you to get that cow,
yes,
the seed had to die,
uh-huh,
to give life,
yes,
in the stalk,
Jesus,
to for the growth of the cob,
uh-huh,
so that you could just gobble it up all across. You know, just do like this. No. You sometimes stuff gotta die to live. And if you ever focus on the fact that if I'm gonna make it in glory, I might have to die.
My God.
But I'm sure enough gonna live.
Yeah.
I'm gonna live forever and ever
and ever.
Up in glory after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what a mighty God we serve. The journey, y'all,
mm-hmm,
might take you through some terrible, tough times. It may graduate from just crying in the garden. It may graduate from the lies told on you in the courtroom. It may graduate from the beatings and the nails, the whipping that you have to take even on a proverbial cross. But it will graduate you to a place we call glory.
where rejoicing is the order of the day. Y'all, I thank God for Freedom Song, the journey to freedom. Y'all been free, but you haven't had to experience the Kunta Kinte's. You free. You didn't have to go through Harriet Tubman stuff. You free. But the journey to your freedom took somebody else dying that you could live. And the truth of the matter is they didn't mind dying because they knew
one day
they would live.
Yeah.
They would live through you and you would declare, the great God we serve, he, his right hand doeth valiantly. Bless his name. Amen. Doors of church are open. We stand all over the building. We want to invite you to the right hand of the Lord. Listen, it doeth valiantly.